And any experience that you guys want to share before I go on?
Peace.
Mm-hmm. Peace.
Contentment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's indescribable.
Yeah. Very good. So this is what happens when we do practice. And someone called me today and had a very monkey mind, and that person asked, what should I do? I said, stop. Just stop. Now, this is what we're going to do tonight. With the eyes half open or shut, whatever you're comfortable, let the mind do what it does. You just be quiet, unmoved. For a few seconds, let's not read. Any thoughts that come, do not look. Look straight ahead to where you're looking. Stacy, what happened for you? Okay, you don't need to talk. Anybody else? Joanna?
I just did what you said. The thoughts come, I just like actions and stop, and then I just like trying to go awake.
Okay. That's why I asked you, and for those of you that would like to know, Sylvia, talk to me as if you were my mind. So just give me a couple of sentences. Okay, I lost her too. Anybody is here in the body right now?
You're not going to be able to be here next week. You're going to be in blank, blank. And did you get the medicine for your son?
That's it. This is a stop meditation.
You just ignore it?
It's not even ignore, it's subtler than that.
Okay.
You see, it's subtler than that. There is not a movement in me that is going with him. That responded to him.
Okay.
Is it consciously unconscious? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're consciously unconsciously not responding. It is not, you're not using your mind to stop.
Okay.
You're using something much subtler than that, and that means practice. So you practice it. If you have any question, ask, because really that is the gate to freedom. Because once we learned how to not go with the mind, we have the Christ mind, the Buddha mind. The difference between the Buddha and those children was the mind.
I got a phone.
Okay.
I was thinking about something that I needed to do, and so I stopped thinking about it, and now I don't remember what it was.
I tell you, he's a character. This is it, and you might appear to the world forgetful, but you only I have friends that, they tell me, they said, why is it that as soon as you want to remember something because you are saying it, it comes to your mind, and the rest you're brainless. I mean, I can't remember anything. It's because the faculty of the mind is not being used.
Okay.
The faculty of being is being used, so it's perfection. It comes when it comes, and it doesn't when it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
All this crap that we have collected in our mind, why? Why?
They interviewed the Dalai Lama,
mm-hmm.
the present one.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, it was Barbara Walters.
Mm-hmm.
She asked, some people view him as a god or as a,
mm-hmm.
a very wise person,
mm-hmm.
or all these different
mm-hmm.
labels, identities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I thought exactly this.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many times you say you
mm-hmm.
love your brother,
mm-hmm.
and he says, you
yeah.
don't remember your childhood.
I don't.
No.
I don't.
And he has no remembrance of anything, and he
mm-hmm.
just laughs, you know.
So that's okay?
Oh, is it okay? It is so okay that if you don't have it, it's not okay.
Just don't care.
I have memories from 3 days old and 3 months old.
Okay, you can have it, but. if your memory is so sharp, you will not forget anything that are not necessary in your life now, and they become to nudge on, nibble on you. In other words, when
it's too much.
It's too much.
I don't need to remember all that.
And you don't need to remember all that stuff, because the more you let go, the more you allow a room for the light. For lightness, this story has to go, because the story belongs to the body and the mind, and the story creates 1 minute tears, 1 minute smile.
Right.
Okay, so we become very emotional people, very sensitive and emotional people.
Mm-hmm.
In order to become have certain amount of equanimity to withstand this life, for us is to drop some luggages. One of which is carrying a lot of the stories. And the best way to forget this story is to not repeat it.
Mm.
And to not dwell on it. But if you don't have a method, it would be hard to do.
Well, I used to block out things that happened bad, and then they would happen again.
I'm not asking
form.
To block out. No, we're not blocking.
Okay.
No, no, no. We are not saying don't look at life, don't face
don't
it.
Don't learn the lesson.
Oh, no, 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 no. In fact, the best way is what you're saying, what is my lesson into that? I'm not saying about the outside. I'm talking about the tendencies in the mind,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yes, absolutely, you should look at everything as an opportunity to see what's going on and make you even greater. But there are so many people believe that a memory has something to do with guidance. And I would say God has something to do with your guidance. Yes, memory is very helpful if you're a human being and don't want to progress to anything better than that.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
I think I get it, and I don't know if I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But in your explanation about it, suddenly I'm relating it to daydreaming. When I'm concentrating on something, and all of a sudden my mind seems to go off hook,
mm-hmm.
and I'm daydreaming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there in the moment.
Mm-hmm. This is dream within a dream, which is another habit of the mind. The best existence is to exist in the stillness and then work, think, talk, and do from that source. Do you see the difference? Everything that we do so far, I'm not saying us, I'm talking about the humanity, is out of the brain. So brain sometimes shoots out fuses and creates discomfort and all of that. What I'm talking about is live, but live from that source. that is in your state of being is the most natural state to you, the most natural. And then what happens, Joanne? Then you don't need memory. Why? Because you're constantly in contact with your inner voice for your guidance. So instead of living by the power of the mind or strength of the body, you live by the spirit. Therefore, then you live by grace.
Well, I had that as a child, and I think everybody did. And then we were taught, oh, you have to behave this way, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you lose it.
That's
or,
right.
Or to a degree.
That's right. When I say you, I mean me.
Right, yeah.
All of us was like that. This is why we have to go, I don't know how many of you were here, I said we have to go to prior to the time that we were conditioned, which is pretty much a year and a half for you, 3 days. You started early.
3 months old.
3 months old.
It was either 3 days or 3 months.
So. Yes. Well, this is very, very unusual. And believe me, a lot of places you can go, they will praise you for that, except for here.
I know,
but a lot of people think that, God, look how smart my daughter is. She can remember when she was 3. Well, it's really beautiful.
Yeah, I'm gonna freak her out.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, so anyway, reading this from last night, if this thought came to you last night and read it today, you're reading the old newspaper, so that's even worse. So instead you should wipe.
Clean slate.
Yes. Yeah, you can look at it that way. So absolutely.
And
because you read it.
You read it. And it went to the source that you react to.
Mm-hmm.
And the art of living is to not react to it. To
you know why?
So.
Not because you decide to not react to it. Because you decide that whatever is being said is not who you are.
Exactly.
Right?
Right?
So I wanted to clarify. I know you know. But it's very important to know that we're not doing that to block out our childhood. We're not to avoid the future. We're not trying to become an idol, a person that is lazy. We're actually trying to open up the gate of spirit by shutting the gate of nonsense and chattering. You know, as long as there is a chattering, as if 10 people in this room start chewing gum and start cracking their chewing gum, and I look around. When I chew gum, Richard goes berserk. Can you please throw it away? Because he's reading it. Do you see? He's reading every pop that I make in my mouth. So this is how we do with the pop of the mind. Every pop we're listening, oh God, I hate this pop. I'm gonna get another pop right now. You know, what am I gonna do with this pop?
So many pops, it's an explosion.
So many pops. And you see the most quiet people having a lot of pops going on, you know, so it's not about being quiet, it's art of living. Art of living. So if you have any question, Joanne, if you might, or any of you in this room, take one of the things I say and think it limits you, you didn't hear it right. So immediately ask me, because everything that the truth indicates should expand you. And that's guaranteed.
So don't react, act.
Be.